Hello, and welcome to episode 11 of the Sales Training Solutions Podcasts.
Hi, and welcome back to our weekly podcast. This is Phyllis Michalaitis. Today, I want to broaden your horizons in terms of persuasion techniques. I've spoken about the power of storytelling in a number of my past podcasts, and it certainly is at the top of the list. But there are many more persuasion techniques that you can incorporate into your stories and your presentations to connect with your prospects. So let's look at some of them. First, I'm sure you've heard people say something like, "Oh, Meg is always looking through rose-colored glasses." Or perhaps, "Tom always looks at the glass as if it were half empty." That's because perception is a lens that we look through to interpret reality. If you can alter Meg or Tom's lens, you can change how they view reality. To change their lens, it's important to spend time to assess the situation and apply techniques to prime their mindset for the change. Once we know they have the right mindset, we can make a request or begin our sales pitch. So how do we prime their mindset? One of the ways you can modify or change a particular mindset is to activate mental links. An easy example is to think of some of the television commercials and how they're timed to follow a certain segment of a show. Suppose you see the people in the show eating, and you advertise food or a restaurant. If you have your commercial timed to follow that scene, it sets a link and makes the audience more open to the idea of dining at your restaurant. Another example is stating a sentence or two about how someone displayed open-mindedness without really mentioning that they were open-minded, just mentioning what they did. It will make an unconscious connection. Let me give you an example. Ted says to Mary, "Remember how you suggested that I should try the calamari the next time I dined at Mario's with my boss? Well, I didn't like it at first, but I took your suggestion and gave it another try, and now I do like it." A simple statement like that one will activate your prospect's representation of open-mindedness, and that will trigger a more open-minded perception. Open-mindedness may not be what you need. Perhaps it's something like viewing you as helpful. You could start with a comment about how helpful the prospect's admin aide was in setting the appointment. Or perhaps a stranger on the street was very helpful to you in finding the location of the company. Again, the prospect will make an unconscious connection that will trigger their mindset. Now, how does this relate to your sales? Think about a call that you'll make later today or tomorrow. You could include in your story or the statement you make clues to links that will activate a desired mindset. The use of particular words or pictures will create links. Words like helpful or dangerous, hack, affordable, a meltdown, and many others may be included in your story or comment. You can even share a photo and it will reach the unconscious mind and prime their mindset. Just suppose you were selling insurance. You can include words like catastrophe, destroyed, or worried in a short story about a recent football game, your child's adventures in a sport, or your difficulty in driving to the appointment. You could say something like, "It was almost a catastrophe when the yellow car cut me off. I was worried I would be injured or miss the call. Wow, that could have been a real disaster." You can also prime their mindset by your actions or appearance. For example, displaying attributes such as politeness, friendship, good grooming, or intellect. You could start a conversation that includes a comment about any of those topics or any other that would relate to your product or company. People who seem more similar to us are perceived as less threatening. This relates back to the caveman part of our brain and our desire to survive. Use the words "us" and "we" as it reinforces unity, and the brain interprets them as you are jointly part of a group. Similarities, no matter how insignificant they appear, are important to appeal to the self and are considered incidental similarity. This leads to another great technique. We're psychologically compelled to gravitate towards similar stimuli. The more you appear similar to your prospect, the more likely you are to persuade them. So, dressing similar, which also impacts personal presence, will create that connection. If your customer wears a suit, you should wear a suit as well. If they're in shirt sleeves, perhaps a sport coat and slacks for men, or a more conservative dress or slacks and a sporty jacket or a professional-looking sweater for women. Researching topics and sharing information that will be of shared interest will not only get your conversation going, but it will help you connect and remain memorable. Sharing a story, of course, is the most important tool in your kit if you want to be memorable. So include the topic or information in a story. If you don't believe me, just think of your favorite movie or a significant event that occurred in your childhood. For the movie, I bet you even know lots of the dialogue and could give a good synopsis of the movie if you were asked to do so. For your childhood event, you probably even can see the people and remember at least their first names. You can hear some of the noises and recall the comments. You have pictures in your mind. That's how we remember stories. But back to the other techniques. I like the BYAF technique. It stands for, but you are free. I used a version of this early in my sales calls. I would give my opening value proposition or tell my opening story, and then I would say, I believe that what we have to offer or what we do could be of value to you. I'd like to share what I know about you and your company and ask some questions to determine if I'm correct in what I believe would be of interest. But you're not obligated beyond this call. If you don't believe we have a fit, I'll accept that.
You're listening to Sales Training Solutions.
Why does this work? It's because people don't like to be pressured into a decision. When they're pressured, they feel it's a reduction in their freedom to act. It actually is considered a counterforce, which is known as psychological reactance. The best way to get someone to do something is to tell them they don't have to do it. I love the example and the sign at the bottom of the hill near my brother's house. The sign says, rolling stops, $125 fine. Full stops are free. Here's a few quick and easy tips to increase likability and prime the prospect. We humans all seek consistency between our attitudes and our behavior. We tend to trust body language before attitudes. So people will try to match their attitudes to their body language. They'll also tend to mirror your body language. Don't make it obvious, but exhibiting things like nodding your head, exposing your chest, meaning uncrossed arms, upright posture, and a real smile that includes the wrinkles around your eyes will trigger the brain of the prospect to do the same thing. That will in turn make it easier for you to persuade them to do something. Remember, I said, people buy from people they know and trust. Think of the vendors that you buy from frequently. I know my plumber, Sean, and I trust him. So when I need something fixed in that area, Sean is the go-to person. The same thing is true for the man who cuts my lawn and my shrubs. I know he knows not to cut my rhododendrons too low. I like just the way he does it. An interesting technique is called inoculation. It's a great tip for people in a competitive sales position. It's like the systematic desensitization that's used in therapy. You expose the prospect to small amounts of negative information, and over time, they'll become immune to them. How do you do this? You acknowledge small amounts of negatives and provide a different perspective about them. It will then inoculate the listener against the negative messages from competitors or persons with another point of view. Let me give you an example. In the digital printing market where I worked, you might acknowledge that your press has to be color calibrated every morning. Some may look at that as time-consuming and counterproductive. You can acknowledge that it does take time, but it's less than 10 minutes and the resulting quality is outstanding. When the competition says it's a negative, your prospect will be immune to the comment as you discussed it and even showed the outstanding quality result. Your prospect will have the mindset that it's worth it to the customers to spend 10 minutes to gain superior quality for them. Another easy one is don't offer too many choices. Research has found that when people were offered too many choices, they actually had difficulty in coming to a decision and they often put it off and didn't even make one. Let's do a few more. I found the research on perceptual comparison or anchoring very interesting. Anchoring is actually cognitive bias. It's the human tendency to rely too heavily on the first piece of information that's offered when making a decision. This position is called the anchor. Once the anchor is set, other judgments are made by adjusting away from the anchor. Our brains possess a bias towards interpreting other information relative to the anchor. So the best persuasive technique is to start high in your request. Then the lower choice will seem even lower. Let me give you an example that you may have seen used by charitable solicitations that you receive in the mail. Their first choice is a $25 donation, then $10, and then $5. The $5 donation was actually their target, but starting high helps ensure that you select the $5 rather than filling in $1 on the blank space or giving nothing. Take a look at the next solicitation you receive in the mail and see if this isn't what they used. This technique is also applied to things like products and salaries and job searches. Just watch out when you use it. Don't list too strong of an extreme. In that case, it will backfire on you. I believe we all know this one, the rule of reciprocity. This rule is overpowering. In this case, you genuinely give something, and then after a short gap in time, you ask for something. This is a technique that's used by many online marketers. Finally, go into every persuasion encounter with the mindset of genuinely helping the other person. Your mindset will influence the situation and you will be perceived as helpful. You'll make stronger connections and you'll grow your business. You can get lots of resources on our website, www.salestrainingsolutions.com, under freebies. You can also join our bi-monthly newsletter and get our free ebook on storytelling, The Secret to Sales Success. The link is on our website right next to the podcasts and blog posts. Well, that wraps up the podcast for today. Thanks so much to my producer and audio engineer, John Schweitzer, for his great work with me on today's podcast. Join me again next week when I'll share more hints and tips. I appreciate your feedback, so please send your questions and comments or make a suggestion for a topic to me at phyllis@salestrainingsolutions.com.
You've been listening to Sales Training Solutions. Visit us at salestrainingsolutions.com to learn more about improving your sales skills.